You know the voice, and I'm sure you are very familiar with the lyrics as well. Beloved children's entertainer Susie Cato has been up and down the country all through summer, singing to children and adults as well, and is often a special guest at events. This weekend, Susie will be attending, headlining the four-day Auckland Folk Festival, which is back for its 50th anniversary. And I'm delighted to say Susie is with us this morning. Good morning.
Hello, kia ora, talofa.
How are you? Lovely
I'm
to
good,
hear
Tim.
Your voice. Always lovely to hear your voice.
Likewise.
How's it been? Nice summer?
Yeah, fantastic summer. Fantastic. Really wonderful time, particularly with the opportunity to go to the likes of places like Napier. Absolutely stunning summer down there, and such a wonderful crowd of whanau. We had some amazing shows down there. And as you say, just as many big kids as there were little kids in the audience, which was just so special.
A lot of the big kids will have been little kids when you were on the telly all the time. So for them, it would have been, nostalgic.
Yeah, look, it was. A bit of a blast from the past, and for me too, because every time I sing those songs and they join in, it's a hairs on the back of my neck stand up. It's just wonderful.
Yeah. Great times, happy times, and now the kind of cycle is coming round for you as well. Your daughter's about to leave the nest?
Yes, she is, at least for a year. She's doing the big OE. She's finished her studies, knows that she wants to go to university, because she actually really enjoyed the whole last few years of study with IB, International Baccalaureate, and which is a slightly different way of learning than NCEA. And she really enjoyed that, but doesn't really know where her heart sits as far as what she wants to do for her career. So she's off to discover the world and herself, and she's taking her mum along for part of it too, which I was
absolutely. Oh, really?
Yes, I get to meet her in Singapore, and then we have a few days in Bali as well. So summer's just going to keep on coming for me, which is great.
How has it been for her having such a famous mum?
Look, I was actually having a chat to her about that the other night, and it's not been intrusive, but it's not like I'm an A-list or anything like that, so it's not like I'm in the tabloids
all the time.
Oh, look, I'm not out at all the big parties and you know, all the rest of it. But so we have had a good private life. The kids have been able to grow up with their friends, and you know, every now and then I'll do something like Dancing with the Stars, and that puts us all in the limelight. And Riley's really enjoyed it. So has my son, and they love the opportunities that it brings. They love the relationships that people that we're walking down the street will stop and talk to me. And yeah, they love the interactions and things like that. So she's not found it a burden at all, which I'm so grateful for.
How do you manage to achieve that? Because you are recognisable, and I dare say you're actually, quite a warm person, approachable person, and people don't feel afraid of coming up to you.
Which I've loved over the years. I have absolutely loved that, and I still do now when people, Susie, well, can we have a big chat like we're friends from way back? And really we are, because I've been in their lounge nearly as many times as
exactly.
They have.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, so, no, it is pretty special. But I guess our home is our castle, and we do enjoy bringing friends and family into our home, and we enjoy private little beaches and things like that. We're not necessarily off at all the tourist spots and so on.
Heck, very busy when you're not actually performing. Another new book coming this year.
Yes, this time it's one with Cass B. So Cass and I have been working together for quite some time. We released a song, Sprinkle a Little Sunshine Over You, which has been sung in schools around the country for the last couple of years. So whenever we sing that, we tend to get the audience joining in. All the parents know it just as much as the kids, which is wonderful. Well, we're working on a brand new song, and that's going to be released as a book as well with Scholastic in about July of this year.
And your interest in education, obviously you've studied education to an extent with the decision to educate your own child in a slightly different way.
Look, I haven't actually studied education, but I have been involved in educational programs for a very long time. And having been a part of the Ministry of Education's Home Learning TV during COVID, we learned a lot during that time about how to make television at home, because I normally have a fantastic production company around me, a production team, and it became my husband and I. So yes, it was talk about home learning. We had a fabulous opportunity there, but I've not actually qualified in any way as an educationalist. I'm still learning with the kids, basically.
Qualified through experience with children, and yes. What connects with children? What connects with children, do you think?
Oh, humour. I think one of the keys is actually giving kids time and the pace of conversation, giving them a chance to take it all in, explaining without, repeating it as the kids get older. I mean, younger kids love repetition because they take ownership of it. They realise, I know this. I've learned it from you before. I know this. So they'll listen to things again and again and again because they get comfort and they get security from that repetition. Older kids, they need the repetition, but it's how you repackage it and how you can make it fun or interesting or quirky or different, or you come in it from different angles. That's what we did with Susie's World. We took household items and turned science into a bit of a fun adventure with a whole lot of mistakes along the way, because that's what science is all about. It's about discovering through experimentation and mistakes and going, I wonder if I can make that happen again, that kind of thing. So... Yeah, it's how we should all be learning and working, I think.
And that's why children have favourite books. And when mine were little, there were a couple of made up stories that we had, and that would always be the one they'd want you to go back to. You know, the one that you made up that was that one. I can't remember how that one went. I can't remember how it ended.
Exactly, wonderful. And that's exactly what happened in our family. My husband got started on a story, and he had to keep making up stories every night for a good few years. The kids still talk to him about the stories that he made up. So very, very special. Little traditions like that and memories that can be shared within the family, just so special.
Are you still involved with the SPCA?
Definitely, definitely. I'm an ambassador for them. And so... I tried my hand at baking in the Great Kiwi Bake Off just before Christmas.
Oh yeah.
I say that with a smile, because it wasn't my fault. It was my COVID brain. I was past COVID and in a massive big fog still. Thought I'd be fine because I might have had COVID several months prior, but still had that brain fog. Oh, that's my excuse anyway. But I forgot to put the sugar in the muffins. Oh, the judges were so very, very kind. They did enjoy them, even though I'd cut the muffins open and sprinkled sugar in them and then kind of mushed it in to try and get as much sweetness in as possible once they'd cooked. But I supported them through the SPCA, rather, through the Great Kiwi Bake Off. And I have a little fellow who's just actually wandered out. Normally you can hear his bell tinkling as he walks along. A gorgeous wee black and white cat that came as a foster kitten, but never left. He arrived in one of the great big massive lockdowns Auckland had, and he became a part of the family. So we were supposed to have had some foster kittens this summer, but I've not been at home. I've been out performing. Bit hard to leave the family with a brand new baby. Yeah. So we're going to wait until I'm home a little bit more regularly.
The Folk Festival, what will you be doing?
Oh, I'll be having fun. I might be in my umbrella and my raincoat and my gummies, but Cathy and I are sharing the stage on Sunday. She has the stage all to herself on Saturday. But look, anybody that grew up with my music will probably know Cathy's as well, particularly with It's a Song About Me, It's a Song About My Individuality, or Dad, I Want to Be a Camel. So she's a fantastic entertainer in her own right, and she'll run the stage and have the kids dancing and singing along on Saturday, and I join her on Sunday. But it sounds like they've got a massive kids lineup at the kids' stage, including things like Morris dancing, and there's a maypole and loads of entertainment for the kids. In fact, for everybody. It's their 50th anniversary. It's a very special Auckland Folk Festival. And rain, hail or shine, let's hope it's more Shine than it is anything else. They are going to be putting on a massive show this year.
Yeah, I think you're right in what you said, that there could be a bit of rain, but that doesn't have to dampen the whole thing off. What's your long-term plan from here, Susie?
Keep doing what I love and keep loving what I do. I have some new song, kids songs coming out. I've got a number of projects on the go, all family related. Look, when my television career came to a grinding halt some years ago, I thought, right, I'm going to do something different. You know, I've been doing this for a couple of decades. Let's do something different. Everything that I turned my hand to all came back to families and children and education and their well-being and those sorts of things. So I'm involved with a couple of campaigns focusing on kids and education and their well-being and mental health. So for me, it's my lifeblood. It's what I love doing. My kids were the ones that put their foot in the middle of my back and said, go on, get out there and do it again, Mum. They'd gone through a box with me with all the magazine articles and clippings and bits and pieces and said, why aren't you doing that anymore? So I've been back doing it for another decade, and I've got a kids' radio show that's now been on air for 15 years, and so it's about sharing the local talent, the local stories, and the songs and the stories that were made for kids. The kids of Aotearoa. So, yeah, I'm going to carry on doing what I've been doing for a very long time.
Look forward to it. In the meantime, see you later.
Tim, I love that. It's time to say goodbye, my friend. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks so much. Susie Cato at News Talk ZB.